China says it resolutely opposes and condemns President Trump's move to sign the Hong Kong Autonomy Act into law, and that it represents a serious interference in China's internal affairs. The foreign ministry says that in order to protect what it calls its legitimate interests, it will take necessary action to impose counter-sanctions against US institutions and individuals. There are no details yet on what the sanctions will entail, but the foreign ministry says China's action will be determined and that any US attempt to block the implementation of the national security law in Hong Kong will be futile. Meanwhile, some high-profile Hong Kong pro-democracy activists have welcomed the US move. Joshua Wong said the Autonomy Act would provide the US with tools to respond to what he called Beijing's ongoing crackdown in Hong Kong. In the business world in Hong Kong, just hours after President Trump's announcement, the New York Times announced that it's moving roughly one-third of its Hong Kong office to Seoul, South Korea. It said the new security law had created uncertainties over Hong Kong's prospects as a hub for journalism in Asia, and that some employees had faced challenges securing work permits. Richard Kimber in Hong Kong.